For many Alaskans, the scandal at the Alaska National Guard is over. Top brass lost their jobs after investigations confirmed a toxic work environment that harbored sexual misconduct, even crime. But nothing is resolved for the family of a pregnant soldier who died in 2011 of unknown causes. A special investigator said last summer the death deserves further review. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, soldier's family and a retired Guard officer suspect her death is related to what she knew about crime within the Guard.
Michelle LaRose Clark was 31 years old in the seventh month of an uneventful pregnancy. She collapsed on the floor at her home in Eagle River. Paramedics tried to resuscitate her. Doctors at Providence continued CPR even as they operated to remove her baby, a girl. Both died that night. The autopsy report shows Clark's cause and manner of death as undetermined. Her brother, Randy LaRose of Wasilla, says the family is torn apart.
It created not having any answers, there's so much torment in our family. I mean, if it was natural causes, I could accept that. But the fact that the autopsy and everything wasn't done right, you know, you have to question.
Clark's family does question, and after 5 years with no answers, their doubt has hardened into suspicion. They suspect the medical examiner who did not find a cause of death. They suspect the Anchorage police of not looking hard enough for answers, and because so many of them are also in the Guard. They suspect the lawyers they hired to help them get answers. They suspect Clark's husband, a pharmacy technician. They suspect murder. And Clark's brother acknowledges they have no hard evidence.
I'd give everything I had for answers.
Clark was a staff sergeant in supply at the Alaska Army National Guard, which at the time of her death was teeming with misconduct and mistrust. Clark told a chaplain's assistant she'd been raped by someone in her chain of command while they were deployed to Kosovo in 2009. And she told him the perpetrators were committing other crimes. One of the last people she approached was a National Guard officer named Ken Blaylock.
Basically, she stopped me in a hallway and asked if she could talk to me. I said yes. She had tears in her eyes. She said that she had personal knowledge of sexual assaults and drugs being dealt within her organization. She was afraid of her family. She was afraid of people in her unit. She was afraid of some of her friends. She was afraid for her life and the life of her baby.
Lieutenant Colonel Blaylock, now retired in Palmer, says during that five-minute conversation, Clark worried she'd be seen talking to him. He was, at the time, something of a clearinghouse for sexual assault victims. Blaylock says he tried to get Clark to talk to the police or a chaplain that day, the Friday before Martin Luther King Day.
I said, look, we need to go do this right now. And I was trying to convince her, and she said, no, sir, they're going to kill me.
Blaylock says they agreed to talk again after the holiday. But Michelle Clark didn't survive the weekend.
On Sunday, I got a phone call saying that she had been found dead.
Blaylock was a polarizing figure in the Guard. He got severely crossways with General Tom Katkus and other Guard leaders. Blaylock says because he was trying to address wrongdoing. He says Guard leaders portrayed him as a nut. But Blaylock says his reputation is redeemed by the investigations that confirm the Guard was rife with sexual assaults, reprisals, bullying, and favoritism.
Everything else that I pushed that everybody was calling me psycho on has now been vindicated and proven to be true. So this was just another piece of it. It's not done yet.
Blaylock is pushing for more investigation. Retired Juneau Judge Patricia Collins served as a special state investigator to examine the Guard. She said in her report last summer that Blaylock may be well-intentioned, but she says she didn't find evidence to support some of his allegations. Blaylock is still consumed by his suspicions of the Guard and a large constellation of events he thinks are connected to Clark's death. He talks to Clark's family who've adopted many of his allegations. They see him as a hero for trying to draw attention to her death. Blaylock says he can't drop it.
Here I am, a commissioned officer of the United States military, and I have a pregnant woman come to me telling me that she's going to be killed, and 2 days later she's dead. At what point do I let it go?
Blaylock wasn't the only guardsman Clark confided in on the final Friday of her life. A non-commissioned officer who spoke on condition of anonymity to avoid reprisals agreed Clark did seem terrified. We've altered his voice.
Yeah, she was extremely afraid and extremely nervous. She didn't want to say anything on the work phone. She didn't want to say anything in the office where she was. She was extremely nervous and afraid.
He says she urgently wanted to tell him something in private. Based on prior conversations, he took that to mean she wanted to tell him about crimes within the guard.
There's people at work that she was extremely afraid of.
But unlike Blaylock, the NCO says it's likely Clark died of natural causes, which he thinks may have been aggravated by intense stress. Blaylock says there's an easy way to put all his suspicion to rest.
It's simple. Find an actual cause of death, a real one.
Tomorrow, we'll look into what's been done to find out why Clark died. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.